Tiny Victories, the show where we offer up minor accomplishments and fleeting joys. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gurwitch, and each week on the show, no matter that Google is tracking our every move and thought, we will share one thing that gives us a reason to get out of bed, something Laura and I call a tiny victory.
Yeah, take that, Google. That's what we call it. That's right. So thanks for joining us. For the next 15 minutes or so, we invite you to hit pause on your anxiety. You should stop worrying about pricey holiday travel, and I'll stop worrying about trying to win the record for longest beard chain.
And I'll stop worrying about how we're all going to probably have to adapt to a new social media site any second now.
And now, let's get tiny.
Let us tiny it up. Coming up on the show, small mercies in even smaller hotel rooms.
Nice. Mm. Plus, a listener sends us a broke-down problem with a surprise tiny victory.
But first, our sponsor this week is Lumi Labs.
Lumi Labs!
It is with great pleasure that I tell you about my lovely experience.
That's a great product.
I have turned into like a 1950s
person.
I use Lumi Labs microdosing in a very particular way. A lot of people are microdosing these days, using the very small, controlled levels of THC for just the right amount of calm. Some people use it when they're trying to be creative, when they want to relax in the evening, or just for helping with anxiety on a regular basis. Lots of different ways. For me, I like to take my little Lumi Lab gummy at night, right before I do my little sleep hygiene. Then I read.
It's part of your sleep routine.
It is. You know, that's like word like sleep hygiene, which sounds like actually more clinical.
I don't want to picture
it. But it's a lovely thing.
But the gummy helps.
And the Lumi Labs is just the perfect amount of good for me. So give it a shot, because we have a very special relationship with them.
It's a great product. And they're available nationwide. Microdose is available nationwide. To learn more about microdosing THC, you just go to microdose.com. They've got all the information there. And use code TINY, T-I-N-Y, to get free shipping and 30% off your first order, which I think is great. Mm-hmm. So it's, check it out. 30% off your first order. Links can be found in the show description. But again, you got that. It's microdose.com, code TINY.
Go for it. Okay. I have a story for you.
Yes.
That's a little tiny victory in the end of it.
Okay, so it's bad, 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 good?
No, it's bad, great, bad, tiny victory.
Okay, wow.
Okay, because you can't always live in the greats.
Yeah,
sometimes what gets you through, is the tinies. Okay.
Okay,
here's
the
particulars.
That's what we live on here.
This
what gets
exactly,
you through is the tinies.
Exactly it. So, and I was living this the other day. So as if you follow me at all on social media, you know I do a lot of book touring, right?
Yes. And you've been traveling a ton. I mean,
been making up for
but
some
for
lost
lots
times.
Of reasons you've been
yes,
traveling
I've been
this
doing,
year.
Europe and book at some lung cancer conferences. Mm-hmm. During the beginning of the pandemic, where everything was closed, I couldn't do any events, and it's writing is lonely. It's really great to be at these events, so I decided I was going to sign on to a tour. So I've been doing a lot of, like, sometimes like three cities in 1 week. And now I used to be able to do that, and I think for everyone has noticed, like, traveling is just. We've talked about this before. Everything you do is a little bit harder now.
Everything
like the stimulation.
Feels a little, we're much more easily overstimulated.
Right. But I think there's always traveling has a certain kind of dissociativeness that is difficult.
I love to travel. And then, there is that other side to it where it's too much out of all your own element
and
is
your regular
like,
routine.
Okay, yes.
If you're a person who likes routine, and so for instance, you can really get off onto this other sort of alternate way of living that doesn't have the kind of dependableness that you know that helps people. So this is why whenever I've read in the past about like comedian found running through the halls of a hotel naked and stoned out of their mind,
you're like, I totally get it.
I totally get it. The because you're at you know
that's
you're,
what they would. Do at home.
You're on the road long enough, and you sort of can lose the thread of what's real and not real. What's right and wrong, and you know you lose your routine.
What's my room? What's the hallway? What's the shared? communal ice
but
in
even,
the hallway.
Even things like you don't know what to eat. I find myself just, you know, like I've been on tours where I'm like, I only eat a muffin every day for breakfast when I'm on tour. Then I realize I'm always eating muffins. Like, dude, that is my routine. Like, whatever.
I'll get into too, like, I don't know if this is along those lines, but it's like, oh, I'm going to get this omelet or what, it's special, I'm traveling, and then I do that every day, and it's like, is it special, or are you just trying to eat an omelet every day?
Right, and that can be for, you know, weird habits too on the road. Okay, so I'm
new
down,
episode weird habits.
I go down to Boca for this event, and I'm
jealous.
From Florida, you know, and so there's always this like, oh my god, returning.
I'm from Texas, and Boca just sounds like a fake place to me.
Well, it's
I've only heard about it on TV. You know, Boca.
Well, you know, the thing is, I grew up in Florida a lot of my childhood. And you know how, like, you can have a love-hate, you know?
No, of course.
And I always feel like a little bit like I'm coming home, but also like I'm coming home.
I'm coming home to judge.
Yeah. And so there's a mixed thing. But I get there, and the first thing is, like, you know, there's some things that have changed from the pandemic. So I'm at this hotel, and the people, my lovely host, didn't realize, because I had said in advance, I am made of caffeine, and I have to drink espresso. So that's like what I need, like, you know, because it's just,
it can't dip below the 91% level.
Yes, right. And there's a restaurant in the hotel. Well, the restaurant in the hotel closed during COVID.
Oh, wow.
But across the street is a Starbucks. Only the way that things are in this area, things are so spread out. The across the street is not across the street. It's actually, in order to get to the Starbucks, I have to cross a 6-lane highway.
I can picture it. I was picturing 8. I was picturing like 4 one way, then the divider, then so it's like a game of Frogger. Well, who's from the 80s? But you're just like, oh. Okay,
and I hadn't even had coffee yet, right?
Yeah, no, that's not safe for you.
I made it. I'm standing here at the highway, and I was like, okay, I have lung cancer, but I'm going to die trying to cross the highway in Boca for a coffee. This cannot be the way I go.
Yeah.
I literally had a panic attack trying to cross the Glades Highway. I had to call someone from Starbucks to come and get me and take me back across
way.
The road.
When you were in Starbucks.
Yes, I called one of my hosts for the event.
They
were so
nice. You did, because that sounds like I know the kind of highway you're talking about, and
just,
I'm like, that is crazy.
It's terrifying.
It's not just, like there was a crosswalk to go on.
It was terrifying. So like, this is how I start my day of like, oh my god. I had like an hour to recover from the panic attack. Okay, so then I go and I do, and then I'm in this hotel room with like sort of no reference of my life, and I had been to also 3 cities before.
But really good
then.
Art.
And I have this
hotel room art
crazy
is the best.
Moment when so. But a friend of mine picks me up to take me to the event, which is I'm so
okay,
excited.
Yeah, that's
so
lovely.
But we get to this campus. The event's going to be on. It's one of the Jewish Book Council events.
Okay.
And the event's going to be at the Jewish Cultural Center, right? So we get to this. Everything is a gated community around there. And so we get to the gated community, and it's a whole campus. There's the day school on one side.
Oh.
There's the senior living place on the other side. And presumably there's a cultural place. But for a moment, I turned to my friend. I said, oh my God, is there actually an event? Or is this my nightmare? It's an intervention, and you're actually moving me into the Weisberg home, senior living home. And she goes along with this. Your sister's waiting inside, and Ezra's about to fly down. And for a minute, I mean, this is like the kind of thing happened.
Annabelle, I don't know what you packed, but it's all you own forever now.
No, but it's like, I'm never leaving Boca. Never, never. For a minute, I think this, I always knew they'd get me back.
That's how the
Florida,
movie starts.
This is how it happens. You know, this is so obvious. So that didn't happen, but I really had this moment of like, anything can happen.
That's
I go
wild.
To this event. It's fantastic. Some people from my high school come.
Oh, that's
I mean, it's lovely. It's so warm. And it is like one of, okay, this is the great part. It's so great to be there, have people tell you they were reading you, laughing in their bathroom. Their spouse came in, like, what's going on? Like this very profound personal connection.
Yeah.
You feel all worthwhile. It's so great. So much love, you know.
Yeah, writing a book is alone. And
then
now
I'm back in my hotel room.
Yes, okay.
And then I'm back in this moment, and I thought, oh, my God. I really thought, how am I going to make it through the next 12 hours till I get on the plane?
Oh,
like, all of a sudden,
because it was
time,
like the event, and then it was like the night, so you have the next day, and you're going out the afternoon or something.
Right. Okay, so you know,
so you didn't know what to
this
do.
This moment, well, I mean, sure, I know many things I could do. Some of them better, and some of them worse.
You didn't bring your sexy drawer?
Yeah, but no, but you know what I mean? Like all of a sudden, like you know, I mean, because I had meant to like work on a chapter for my new book, and I just couldn't. I didn't have that kind of mental energy.
I get it. And sometimes there's an adrenaline, because there's adrenaline and stuff with in serotonin when you meet with people. Sometimes there's a drop after.
Right. And then if you're not at home, like if you go home after something, you feed your dog.
Yeah,
or your cat,
surrounded by your books.
You
your friend
your
comes
bills,
over.
Bills. You get the reality check.
Sure.
Instantly, you're back
you
in a normal.
You close your bills back up. turn on the TV. Right. Yeah, no, I get it.
Right, but like you know, this is this moment where you're just sort of like, oh my God, I'm alone in a hotel room, and I sometimes
called an escort.
Right. So well, when I'm in a good head, I can meditate. Mm. I just didn't feel that, but I was like, I did do something that I find comforting, which is like get into a shower. Mm. And I had this moment. It was just so silly, but there was just this particular way that this light that was in the shower was hitting the water drops falling that suddenly I felt like I was being bathed in glitter.
Oh, I love that.
I want to just say.
I know exactly. I
this was not a drug-induced or
alcohol.
Yeah,
no, no, of course.
I want to be clear.
No,
it was just this moment.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Where I suddenly, it was just a certain slant of light.
Yes.
And I was having this like glitter water thing. And I thought,
where it's hitting with
the
spray showers coming down and the lights coming through it.
And I just, in that moment, I was like, oh. This is that tiny victory thing that I talk about at telling people to find that can, you know, a small mercy in a moment that reminds you of what gets you through, like noticing a little detail. Because to be honest, it wasn't the most exciting hotel room or bathroom. It wasn't like, you know, you're traveling and like, and I'm staying in this beautiful place that inspires me. So you have to look for the inspiration. We're not always going to be in those places, right? I'm saying that to myself.
Yeah, I get it. When I have that, I get messages, you know, like the message to me is, oh, I'm fine right here.
Yes.
I always want to be somewhere else some other time. I want to be tomorrow. I want to be last week. I want to be across town. But when you're just like, oh, that's right. I'm here. I'm fine right here. Oh, it's lovely right here. There's nice things here.
Because I can have this moment of, you know, panic of like, this is my thought is, I'm never leaving. I'm always going to be in this. Yes, or this sense of like this is forever, or like my mental state. I'm never going to recover. Like
I'll never feel better.
I get this big overwhelming feeling, and in that moment, I reminded myself I know how to think. I know how to cultivate an appreciation, something small, and I was able to. Okay, I'm okay because I did that. Turn of mind.
And you let yourself notice.
Yes.
That presence we're always talking about in meditation.
Exactly. And I was in an area where, you know, the drought is not as bad as California. And so I stayed in there
a
little bit longer.
You lingered.
Yes. And that, too, was a tiny victory.
Oh.
And so I just thought, you know, that's I have to remind myself that I can do that. And that
lovely.
And I felt like I was living the practice of the show. So,
that's
so
awesome.
There.
I love it.
Okay, let us take a break so we can hear from another show on the Maximum Fun Network. When we come back, we've got a call.
Hey, it's John Moe, inviting you to listen to Depression Mode with John Moe, where I talk about mental health and the lives we live with all kinds of people. Famous writers.
David Sedaris, welcome to Depression Mode.
Thanks so much for having me.
Movie stars.
Jamie Lee Curtis, welcome to Depression Mode.
I am happy to be here.
Musicians.
I am in St. Paul, Minnesota. I'm talking to Amy Mann.
Great to talk to you.
And song exploders.
Hrishikesh Hirway, welcome to Depression Mode.
Thanks so much for having me.
Everyone's opening up on Depression Mode on Maximum Fun.
Welcome back to Tiny Victories. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gurwitch.
We have a caller with my favorite kind of, I don't know. Do I have to have a favorite kind of tiny victory? But I like when it's like, this seems like it didn't work out. Ooh, or did it?
Yes, when
the tiny victory sneaks up on
when
you.
When it's a twist.
Yeah, it's a twisty
a
tiny
third
victory.
Third act twist.
Yes. Deus ex machina, tiny victory.
Hello, Laura and Annabelle. This is Adam Leo from Rochester, Minnesota. I have a tiny victory to share with you guys today. I was up in the Twin Cities area visiting a friend. Had a friend come up to help fix his car. We couldn't actually fix the car because we didn't have the right tools. So my friend that lived in the cities decided to come down to Rochester, where I live, which is about an hour and a half away. And so I got to my friend's house that is fixing the car, and he was sick, very sick, most likely from being on cold concrete from the weekend. And so he wasn't able to do that. So I tried to figure it out myself, and I can do oil changes and change tires, but replacing a major part on a vehicle, yeah, it wasn't gonna happen. So my friend had driven all the way down from the Twin Cities to Rochester, and we weren't able to fix the car. But I got to spend lunch with him, which was great. And then before he left, he gave me this big, big hug and squeezed my back and cracked my back in a couple spots. So I was like, yes, that's what I needed. And I made it to work on time. But he had to go home and the car wasn't fixed. But we're going to go up and fix it this weekend. Hopefully. Yeah, that's my tiny victory. I got to spend time with a friend and got my back cracked, which felt amazing.
Okay, we are laughing with you.
That is so great. It's the back crack that I didn't see coming.
I know. The back crack, I love.
I had to be honest, I couldn't keep up with whose car needed fixed and who came in from out of town. I'd have to kind of draw that out.
I think it was his car, but the friend came in.
I just, the gist of it, car didn't get fixed.
But we had lunch together.
Lunch.
And then.
Big hug.
The back crack.
Crack of the back.
That just cracked, because I love a massage or a back
yes.
crack. I would do anything for that. I would give up my car
yeah.
for a really good back crack. Give it up.
You keep the car. Yeah. Can I get one of these back cracks like maybe once a week? Can you drive up and do that? Yeah, that's so – I love to like car didn't get fixed. Back did.
Yeah. Yeah, you just found something good out of it.
Yeah.
And I love that. And it was so unexpected. We totally were like,
I love that too, because so I've been sensitive lately to the idea of like, oh, I'm having a bad day or that sort of thing where you go, are you having a bad day? Or did that one bad thing happen around 4? But there was other good stuff.
It makes me so happy. And I also love hearing people from other cities and just like Rochester.
Oh, I love
Minnesota.
To hear all the cities.
That just makes me, I love to hear the cities.
I love that I could map it out a little bit.
I know. I love that. Oh, well, that's it for this week's show. Thanks, Adam, for calling us.
Yes, and thank you to everyone who calls in. We may not be able to share your victory right away, but we love doing episodes sharing listener victories. So please keep them coming. You can call the Tiny Victory Hotline at 323-285-1675.
You can also record your Tiny Victory on the Voice Memo app of your choice. Email us the audio. Our email is tinyvictories@maximumfun.org.
Do you have a comment or a suggestion about this week's or any of our shows? Please tell us about it, especially if it's good. Call or email or reach out to us on Instagram or Twitter. Our handle for both platforms is @GetTinyPod.
To help us reach new listeners, we'd love it if you could leave a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a review if you're so inspired. And help us get the word out about the show, won't you? Please tell your friends, your family, anyone you meet whose back you're cracking that you think needs a little more goodness along with the back crack in their lives.
Thanks to Brian Swartz for our theme music. Our producer is Laura Swisher, and our editor is Nihar Patel.
Go Nihar, go Nihar. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, may you have glitter showers, and I mean that in the best way possible.
Yeah, not a
Don't
weird
go
way
dirty,
at all. Not a weird way at all.
Of tiny victories.
This is a production of Maximum Fun. Glitter shower, glitter shower.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.